Another madman, then struck again. Rain and fire, cross the ocean. Another madman, then struck again.
All right, welcome everyone to Crashing Hollywood. I'm Jay McCoy.
Oh, Matt, I don't know my name.
You want me to start over?
No, that's fine. I'll just leave it like this. I like it like that. I'm Mitch. Yeah, I know my name now.
And I'm the cartoon with the hat.
Actually, you guys both have hats. That doesn't really narrow it down.
Oh, yeah. The cartoon with the non-painter's hat.
Baseball cap, yeah.
You're the crazy one in the middle.
The fist pumper.
You're the fist pumper. You're the maniac. I look like Zorro on Family Guy. You're the maniac, and Jay is like the cool, like, yeah, yay!
I'm having a great time.
This week we have a special guest, actually. We have Russell Brand. What do you think about the new James Bond movie being cancelled?
Kind of like the anticipation for the next episode of Movie Moan. No one gives a shit. No one wants to listen to that. No one cares. Go check out Crashing Hollywood.
Russell, you there? I think we just lost Russell, guys.
Oh, shit. Well, maybe we'll get him back next week.
Yeah, we'll try to get him back on here next week.
Oh, shit.
Hard getting in touch with his agent for that.
Yeah, that was a bitch trying to get him on here to begin with, though. Whatever, at least we got him for the couple minutes we did. And he was able to shut up Movie Moan for us, so that's great.
Credibility right there, guys, already.
Exactly. Got that out of the way.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Yes.
From Movie Moan. Douches. I don't know. I'm just wondering if they had a bad taste in their mouth coming into this week after sucking that bag of dicks from last week.
I don't know. That's a lot of them.
Was there? You didn't really specify how many dicks were in that bag.
I mean, it's a big bag, so.
Okay. What kind of bag was it?
I think it was hefty cinch sack.
So it was a big plastic bag.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was kind of hoping for a paper, a paper grocery bag. All the dicks could be sticking out of the top like baguettes.
Oh, no.
I just pictured, Movie Moan walking in with a bag of dicks like that. Apparently they actually had the hefty bag over their shoulder when they came in. So that's how they roll.
Had to be brought in on a pallet.
Exactly. Chris Columbus directing Superman, not directing Superman. The rumor, whatever.
Me personally? I don't know. He could be good. He seems to fit the sort of, studio yes man.
Yeah.
That they claim to be looking for, or the rumors are that they're looking for.
This is what Mark Webb is to Sony.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could totally see it happening. I'm kind of not indifferent, but I'm mixed feelings about this. Like I've enjoyed some of his work, his earlier work, but he's not really on the top tier anymore, is he? I mean, he's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it got debunked, right? It was a rumor to begin with, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I just what was the last thing he did was that Percy Jackson. And I mean, it looks good from a quality standpoint of visual wise, but that doesn't. Let me put it this way: I feel that visually it would be fine. The tone and the quality of the acting, everything. I have no way to really judge that. I mean, his work has always been very sort of family friendly. I think the most aggressive or change in his style was probably Rent. I mean, that's about as edgy as I think Columbus can really get.
You know what I like that he did? Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that was good.
It's a good movie. Fuck you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great. I think He also did the first two Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, I guess he did those too.
I think the adventure parts of Superman he could do really well. But like Max said, for the acting and the tone of the movie, it's almost like it would be too kiddish or something, you know.
Mm.
I think he also did Beth Cooper, right?
I don't know. I didn't even see that one.
Just for him doing that, I wouldn't want him to be on Superman because I don't know what kind of decision making that is on his part.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
We would end up with Hayden, how do you say her name? Panettiere?
Yeah.
She'd be Lois.
We don't need that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I could see him casting it well. I could see him. It would be good, I think, but it would really be by the numbers. I mean, he's a solid filmmaker, but his movies are just sort of very safe.
Yeah, you're not going to get the Dark Knight of Superman.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean, like, it's not going to be like this epic Superman that we want, which is, I think, the total wrong direction. That's why I'm glad it was only a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Kind of like the Superman 5 that never happened.
I don't know if I read it.
Oh, you bastard. You told me you loved it.
I can't remember.
Oh, forget it then. Fuck it, it's gone.
I'll say that from like what you were writing and what I remember reading in the past, it's not that it concerns me, but it's an interesting thought that they keep going to things like Brainiac and some of the other villains that we haven't seen on film, and those just never get realized. And it makes me hope that this new movie will actually take that sort of risk and put just a completely crazy, not villain, but, you know, just to make it more interesting and not have it be Lex Luthor all the time. I mean, I like Lex Luthor, but you need to mix it up a little bit. We've all seen the same thing.
What's he going to do, fly away with a fucking island? Oh, wait, he did that. Yeah.
I like the idea of where they had, you know, Kandor in there, and they're trying to incorporate that in one of those older scripts. I think that'd be great to have Brainiac, or I think I told Mitch this the other day, maybe even Bizarro or like Parasite. I think Parasite is somebody they could really use really good in Superman. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the biggest issue they would have to really think about if they went like a Brainiac story and specifically with Kandor, it would be you'd be opening up the whole movie franchise into a much larger stage. With, I mean, you're basically going to be leaving the planet, and it would be a lot more, not necessarily space battles, but it would be more encompassing than just Metropolis. And I don't know if that's a good thing, or I wouldn't say it's a bad thing, but it's a careful area you need to walk around. Because
what the fuck is that noise?
I don't know.
Somebody's getting their ass kicked on the microphone. I missed half what you're saying because it sounded like somebody was getting punched in the head.
I was just saying that it's really.
Anyways, just give it a minute.
Oh, this is going downhill.
I mean, after the baguette dicks, I don't know where we go from there.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, Brainiac, a good idea. Could strain the budget. Not. It all depends on the direction and how they handle it.
I mean, I'm kind of glad they didn't make Superman 5 back in 92, because it would have been like Blade, the first Blade.
It would have looked awful.
It probably would have been worse than the first Blade, really. When did the first Blade come out?
98.
So there you go. Look how shitty the graphics are in that.
Yeah.
Like, for what they were trying to do. And they were trying to do a lot more with Superman 5, so just imagine how terrible it would have looked.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. There's
it might have done more damage than having Richard Pryor in a Superman movie.
It really comes down to what they can afford, and I mean, I know they have a pretty decent budget size for this upcoming movie, but like you're saying with the article, it's a lot of that stuff back then. Yeah, you could do it, but how believable and how visually striking is it going to be, and is it going to hold up in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think them trying to introduce Kandor again would be. They would almost need an entire movie to try to explain what Kandor is and how it got shrunken and where Brainiac came from. I think it's like you touched on that already. Anyway, Mac, about it's just like too big of a movie. Almost, it would need to be like two movies in general.
You sound really echoey.
I had to come in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, you're echoing really loud.
I didn't want to change up the podcast. So.
Okay, you don't have another room you can go in?
Yeah, I'll be out of here in just a minute.
Oh, okay.
I had to.
Oh, so you're just taking the shit while we're on the podcast.
That's fantastic.
I mean, this was going to be hits, multiple hits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listen to the guy on the podcast. And
the crazy maniac in the cartoon. Shit, while on the podcast.
That's on location.
I don't even want to talk to you while you're in the bathroom. You're sick. James Bond, the third Daniel Craig James Bond, might not actually happen. It's too bad we didn't still have Russell Brand here to talk about it, but
yeah, he would give a lot of good insight on the Brits.
He's off smoking a Jeffrey pet very well right now. For anybody who's seen Get Him to the Greek, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
As far as this information coming out, I'm really disappointed. I was hoping to see more of that character and the universe he is in right now, but now I'm just I hope they get fixed. I really do, because I really enjoyed Casino Royale. And
well, they're creating, aren't they creating like a trilogy story arc with the Quantum series?
I thought that's what they were like aiming towards, but I mean, if they cancel this, it changes up everything.
Mm.
Yeah, they'd have to go, I'm assuming, either they would have to reboot it if they wanted to keep that similar style, or they would have to go back to the formula of just one-off films.
Standalone films, yeah. I kind of like the trilogy, though. Like, it was a lot more engaging, I guess, because, you know, it picked up right where the last one left off. Just like,
yeah, it made the movie a lot more interesting.
It does. To me.
It just connects the story, and you want to check out the next movie to see it finished product.
Yeah, exactly. With the standalone films, it's like, you get it, and then you have no idea what they're going to do next. It's just, you know, everything's going to come to a close at the end of it, which kind of sucks, actually.
Yeah.
The other downside, I mean, there weren't actually, I guess there were still several returning characters, but you don't get to kind of, not necessarily relate to the characters, but you don't get to connect with them at all.
Well, they don't explore them more in depth either.
Yeah. Like, I like the fact that they were, you know, exploring this entire evil organization, and there was a lot more, there seemed to be a lot more going on with Bond and M's relationship, just sort of that witty banter back and forth, and it seemed to be, I don't know, maybe more personal of a film.
Yeah, what's that guy at the end of Casino Royale that he shoots him, then he does his classic, you know, Bond, James Bond, and then in Quantum of Solace, there's a 10-minute car chase, and then you find out that guy's in his fucking trunk.
Yeah.
That was fucking great.
I hope they at least get one more out of this. I think Craig's got enough of a career now that he's more than willing to move on to other things.
Which sucks. So I don't want to see him move on.
Yeah. I hate to lose him because it just brings a whole different, it's a completely different direction than the other one.
You're still in the bathroom, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fucking bastard. You could have just put your computer down. We would have been off. Shit. I can't even think now that I know you're taking a shit. You know, I'd be okay with losing Sam Mendes. Like, not that he didn't do a great job, but at the end of the day, I don't really give a shit if another director takes over, as long as Craig's back and as long as they continue that same story arc.
Yeah. And the Bond films have always been like that too. It's you've always been able to use multiple directors, multiple writers, and it doesn't step on each other's toes.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with a new director or a writer coming in. I was looking forward to seeing what Sam Mendes was going to do, but unfortunately,
I still want to see what happens with the Quantum series. I just hate to see that series with Craig end.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to the fact that they were going to move into how it was with the early Sean Connery films, where there was a reoccurring villain organization.
Yeah, Sean Connery was my favorite of all the Bonds.
Oh, no.
He's up there with, like, Craig. Like, Craig is next to Sean Connery for me. Pierce Brosnan was meh.
I think Goldeneye was good, but they regressed into that whole camp.
Big time.
You know, winking at the camera crap.
And Pierce Brosnan's Irish. That's kind of weird. Because he's from Southern Ireland, and Southern Ireland hates England. So that was weird. Yeah. It was just kind of an ironic, like, if nobody knew, he's actually born and raised in Dublin. Which is completely against anything English.
Well, to be fair, okay, no, he was Scottish. Never mind. I was just looking
Connery?
Up. I wasn't sure if no Bond's like Bond's backstory, but apparently he's comes from Scotland or Scottish family.
Yeah, which is still a part of the UK. Yeah. They still England still has their balls in a vice. So
yeah.
So actually, Sean Connery was perfect for the role. Then, if you look at it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuckers.
I mean, I'm Irish, or of Irish heritage, and my family's all from the South, so
I'll
just leave that leave it at that as my feelings of North. Yeah.
It's always nice when a star of a show is as excited about it as you are.
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of like how I felt about Brandon Routh. It wasn't so much that, you know, it was prior to seeing the movie or anything that he was doing, but I liked the fact that he was a fan. And I think that always translates well into an actor's performance if they're a fan of the material. So I think this will be good, not only him, but I think the movie's going to be good. I mean, I know that's a big leap, and I shouldn't pass judgment beforehand, but they seem to be getting people together that are not only professional, but they also seem to care about the film.
I can't wait to see Hugo Weaving as Red Skull.
Oh, that's perfect. Perfect cast.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how they handle if it's going to be makeup or CG.
Yeah, is he going to put on an actual mask, or are they going to make him, like, his skull got burned or something?
As long as it doesn't look like the one they did in the 90s.
I think there's just different versions in the comics, too. Like, I think he used to have, like, a skull face, but, like, recently they had him wear a mask.
Do you remember the VHS, like, straight to VHS fucking 90s?
I've seen the guy in the Captain America costume, but that's all I've seen.
Matt Salinger.
It's J.D. Salinger's son.
Yeah, I know. We talked about it before. You crapped all over him. You, like, took a giant, like, Matt's in the bathroom type shit on him. You done in the bathroom now, Matt?
Yes, I'm very relieved at this moment.
This is why we have an R-rated podcast.
Yeah. This podcast is going to go as smooth as my experience in the bathroom just did.
Oh, jeez. Pimping our shit out on the golf course, too, so... I actually got shit for that today from some of the older guys. Well, not shit for it, but they just kind of were like, go away. And I was like, fuck you, I have a membership and I'll do whatever the fuck I want. And they just walked away. They were like, whatever, asshole, walked away. So I don't think they're listening, but if they are, fuck you, old guys. I know Matt watched him, because me and him actually were debating about watching the Inception clips. So I tried to use him as my guinea pig because I didn't want to watch them in case they spoiled anything.
Yeah.
And he watched them and he said they were fucking awesome.
Yes.
Did you watch them?
No, I haven't watched them. I've kind of separated myself from anything with the exception of seeing like trailers on TV. I want to go into this film completely uneducated.
Okay, well, why don't you go to the bathroom while I get Matt's thoughts on it then?
All right.
I'll just say, you know, Mitch, he kept at me, was like, watch these clips because I want to know if they're a spoiler. And I finally gave in and watched them. And after seeing them, it made me that much more excited about the movie. It's just, it doesn't give anything away in the clip. So if anybody wants to watch them, you're okay. But I understand keeping away from it completely too. But just seeing it, it looks like it's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, I was very skeptical at first when I put that up. I think I even said, I have no idea what's in this video. It could be Vince, the hooker-beating slap-chop guy, for all I know. Turns out it wasn't him. Damn, because I love that guy. It was actually four clips of Inception. So don't worry about it. Go check them out. They look fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this movie.
Fuck yeah.
Everything I've seen. And then I'm trying not to read the reviews, not because I don't want to be spoiled, but mainly because I want to keep my expectations sort of low, just so that I don't...
It's getting ridiculously good reviews.
Yeah, and that's making me antsy. I really want to see this film.
So, I'm going to put my review up on Wednesday. So it's going to be no spoilers, everybody knows. I'm going to have like nothing in it. I'm just going to say it's fucking awesome, I'm assuming.
But yeah, I'll be there Friday night, so...
Do you expect it to be better than Toy Story 3, or should we
reserve that for you? Fuck you and Alvin 81, okay? You know what I think it will beat? Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex.
It's going to beat Jonah Hex, I know it. I mean, Jonah Hex set the bar pretty high, but I have a feeling it's going to beat it.
Really? I mean, how could you get any better than Jonah Hex?
You can't. I mean, that's Matt's favorite movie so far, so...
Yeah.
He fucking loved it. If you didn't hear his review of it.
Keeping my fingers crossed for the Jonah Hex trilogy.
Fuck yeah. I heard they might recast him with Thomas Jane, though.
Yeah, since he wanted it so bad.
Yeah. Spielberg's coming on direct.
So it's going to be good.
It's going to be fucking epic. I heard
Thomas Jane to be Jonah Hex in the upcoming Tales from the Red Hood.
Yeah.
The animated. He'll be Jonah Hex in there, so he gets his wish.
True, he does. I heard Will Smith might even show up as his Wild Wild West character. Speaking of Will Smith, Men in Black 3 plot details were recently revealed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Men in Black. I mean, the first films, I guess you could consider them fun. I don't really hold them in any high regard, but I figure this seems to be more of a DVD rental or Netflix or something to me. I don't.
And the fact that they're pimping it out in 3D pisses me off, kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of lost its luster at this point, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Like, what's the point at this point? You know what I wouldn't mind seeing, though, is Bad Boys 3. I'd check that out.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't expect to be, like, fucking mind-fucked by, like, Inception, but, I mean, I expect to be thoroughly entertained by it. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence yelling out stupid shit, you know, like, poking fun at themselves and then shooting a bunch of people and blowing shit up. Yeah. Fucking great.
I think, I mean, I know a lot of people dog on Michael Bay for his films, and rightfully so for some
of them. Yeah, people are expecting way too much from him.
Yeah, but for Bad Boys, it's always been, I wouldn't call it a guilty pleasure, because I legitimately think they're pretty decent action films, so.
I like them. Like, I'm not, like, they're not fucking diehard for me or anything.
No, but yeah, they're certainly a hell of a lot of fun, and that's all it really needs to be.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even talk about Men in Black at all. So that's our thoughts on that.
It's like, yeah, okay, well, Men in Black's coming out. Great.
Is anybody going to go see it? I'm not. Unless I get to go to a screening, then I'll probably see it.
Yeah, I'll certainly wait to see. I mean, if the reviews are stellar, maybe I'll probably go see it, but otherwise it'll be a wait and see.
I don't believe anybody in America watching movies anymore, because grown-ups. I don't know why I got those mixed up.
The same cast for funny.
Pretty well, yeah. It made $116 million already, so I don't believe anything any of you American moviegoers have to say anymore. You guys are all a bunch of liars.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't go see it, so.
Is what Mitch said in his article, is they're getting Josh Brolin to be a 26-year-old Tommy Lee Jones, and he's clearly not anywhere near that age.
Yeah, and they're doing it like 40 years in the past. Which makes it even more weird. You're like, what the fuck?
I don't like it. I don't know. It just seems like it's going bad direction or something. Bad story.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. It sounds fucking stupid.
I mean,
I like Will Smith though, so he entertains me. Yeah. I mean, I might see it just for him.
It could go either way, but I think the time travel aspect, if they know to not take themselves too seriously, I think that could probably work really well.
You act like they took themselves seriously with the first two.
There's some points where it's like, wow, you guys are you're way too into it.
Yeah.
But I view them mostly as sort of cartoon movies. I mean, if it was animated, it wouldn't make any difference. So it is what it is, and I'm sure I'll see it. I don't know when, but we'll see. Avatar coming back to theaters, Avatar. Which, yay, I don't know.
That was pretty much my sentiments. It's like, super, fuck yeah. No, I don't really care.
I think I'm going to be one of the people that goes back and sees.
Of course you are.
I'll be there. I'll be there and fork out my $18 to James Cameron again.
You know, he got paid $350 million for Avatar. But that was like merchandise, DVD, whatever. But he's still a cocksucker.
As far as Avatar goes, it's certainly not a surprise. They re-release these kind of type of films all the time.
Titanic and The Dark Knight both did it.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I guess it was still in theaters when the Oscars were going on. This just seems like a money grab.
It definitely.
Which is fine.
They want to push it over $3 billion.
Yeah, that's all it is, just money.
Money talks.
That's it.
Did you guys see the teaser trailer for The Social Network? The second teaser, as you say?
I didn't get to see the teaser trailer. I read the description of it.
I saw it. It looks good. I mean,
it looks a lot better than it sounds. When they first announced the movie, I think everybody was like, seriously? A fucking Facebook movie?
Yeah.
I mean, the only saving grace, I think, was David Fincher.
Aaron Sorkin, too.
Yeah. I like Jesse Eisenberg, too.
Yeah.
So
I think it'll be good. I think it's going to be completely different from what people are expecting, really.
Apparently, they show the Facebook founders there, like Mark Zuckerberg and that, in an unflattering light. So
good, because I hear he's a dick.
Yeah, well, apparently they weren't even allowed to advertise it on Facebook. So the Facebook movie is not being advertised on Facebook because they showed shit how it really happened. And Facebook's like, whoa, what are you doing telling people the truth for? What's up with that, assholes?
You got to be a really big asshole to have Aaron Sorkin write crap stuff about you, because he's pretty, I mean, he loves his liberals, so... You would think, I mean, not to say I don't know if they're conservative or liberal, but I feel like you would have to go out of your way to really get Aaron Sorkin to write bad things about you or paint you in a bad light.
I just looked at the teaser trailer now, and it looks good how they're having the conversation through the thing. Did he just, like, stab people in the back on his way up or something?
Kind of, yeah. He just kind of shit on everybody as he got rich.
Yeah, reading the description, I didn't seem too interesting, but now that there's, like, a... I thought it was just going to be about how it blew up and became a success, but if it's got...
It's all about the scandal behind it.
Yeah, it seems like it might be pretty interesting, actually.
I don't think David Fincher would have attached himself if it wasn't. He directed Seven, didn't he?
Yeah.
So there you go, I'm fucking sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, With just Sorkin, I wouldn't expect it, but with Fincher in there, I definitely see this as probably being a very scathing commentary on this company.
Yeah.
I think they're going to definitely take him to task on it and just...
You know what I'm kind of fucked up by, though? Isn't Facebook private property?
I honestly don't know the exact...
Well, like, don't they have to have their permission? Like, don't they have to sign a release form, all of these things, before they can write a movie about them with their specific name and actual names and everything in it?
I don't know how that works. I mean, I know that you do. Normally, you have to get permission if you're writing about
an actual person, an actual thing, or an actual business, I should say.
But I don't know.
When I first heard about it, I figured they were going to call it something different in the movie, and they were going to use different names, but you would know what it was.
Yeah.
But apparently they're not. It's fucking Facebook and it's Mark Zuckerberg, so...
They might be able to get around... I'm completely talking out of my ass here, so I don't know if this is true or not, but my speculation would be is that because it's a biographical story, mm-hmm. they can. I think when you have real people showing up in movies that are fictional, I think that's where the gray area and trouble start. I think if... otherwise, this is probably just sort of considered as like an unauthorized biography.
So as long as they keep the facts straight and they don't really veer too off into the fiction, they can get away with it.
Yeah, that would be my speculation. I mean, I could be totally wrong, so I don't know, but that seems right.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Batman 3 starts shooting in April, which was fucking completely non-news. Thanks, Pete. That bastard. Wasn't it fucking like 2 months ago, Hero Complex blog on LA Times slipped up that it was shooting in March?
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck you, Michael Caine, because you like to blab in all your fucking interviews, and half the time he says shit just to fuck with people, too. Like when he told everybody that fucking Johnny Depp was the Riddler, and people serious? Yeah. He probably was laughing his ass off. You know what
he... I think it's kind of great.
I love it, but I'm like, I can't believe everybody ran with it like they thought it was real. I'm like, are you fucking serious, man? It's Michael Caine. You can't take this guy seriously.
Yeah, they seem to be, I mean, this is from just my experience of seeing stuff for Dark Knight and the original film. They seem to be using him as sort of their PR person.
I don't think they intend for him to say this shit, so I think they probably keep him very in the dark. They only give him the pages of the script that he's actually has lines on. You know what I mean? Like... They don't want him to see any more because he'll tell everyone about it.
So, you know, what are they going to say to him, though? Even though he leaks this stuff, this Michael Caine, they're not going to say anything to him.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? He's a fucking icon in film.
Yeah, you need him for these movies as long as he's around.
He's arguably the biggest name in the Batman franchise right now.
I think, I totally think this is all on purpose, too. I think he has fun with this.
Oh, he totally
and
does.
He knows what he's doing, and maybe they even, this is also speculation, but maybe he does it, maybe he's doing some of it through an order, through like Nolan or somebody, just to mess with people or put out misinformation, because some of it comes out to be true, and then some of it's just completely bogus.
I think he just does it on his own, just for shits and giggles.
It could be, yeah.
Because I don't know, I don't see Nolan going out of his way to deceive people like that, but I could see Michael Caine doing it, because he does do it.
But, yeah, okay, so it's...
It's shooting next year early, so it's... There's nothing really else to say about that.
It was certainly a foregone conclusion, anyway.
Yeah, well, it was pretty obvious with the release date that they were going to start shooting next spring, so it wasn't like, wow, really, in April? Holy fucking shit. I did not see that coming.
Surprise, Edward Norton not in the Avengers. Me, personally, I'm kind of bummed about that. I liked him in The Incredible Hulk, but this is also something that I kind of saw coming. What'd you guys think?
Yeah, I kind of saw it coming. I wish that they would only have the Hulk in the Avengers movie, the Hulk itself, and not even have Bruce Banner, because now you're going to have three different Bruce Banners in the film that is so inconsistent and confuses people, I think, sometimes. But, I mean, it's a movie still, so you can kind of suspend your belief and say, well, it doesn't matter. But I just think it it kind of hurts the character having inconsistency with each movie like this.
I like Pete's suggestion of having Terrence Howard do it and then have the, you know, the time continuation explode or something like that. When him and Don Cheadle show up on screen together, the fucking movie just explodes. It is coming out in 2012. Just skip ahead a few months. End the world with Avengers. I'd be pissed.
Do they have a start date for the production?
I don't know.
I haven't seen any yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything either.
I'm not surprised at all about Ed Norton, though, because he shit on the Hulk huge when that came out.
Yeah, he had a lot of trouble, like, right, even before they were finished with production, didn't he?
Yeah, he refused to pimp it out for them on the talk show hosts and shit like that. Like, he didn't want to promote it at all.
Yeah, so they were probably trying to find any way to get rid of him.
By just saying, fuck you, you're not coming back, pretty much.
I think that's a shame. I think specifically the fact that I don't know if he's... I don't get the vibe that he's, like, too cool for it or something, or that's how he feels, but I think the reason he was such a...
It's because he wrote the last movie.
Yeah, I think he was... It wasn't coming from a standpoint of being, like, a prima donna. I think he was more just... He was invested into this franchise, and I think he was looking for, you know... He wanted to be a part of it, and he cared about it.
Well, he wrote the movie, and then Louis Leterrier...
Yeah.
I don't think he put out the vision as Ed Norton saw it.
Yeah, I get the impression that he wanted to go a much more subdued, not necessarily less action, but more in line with the TV show. Because you saw snippets of that through the movie, but I think it was... I think he wanted it to be much more prominent.
I didn't really like the TV show, so fuck him. I wonder what Movie Mon had to say about that. Those cunts.
Really, how casually you said that.
That's how I roll. You know what's funny about them is if you listen to their podcast today, which everyone should go and do, go listen to it. It's epically long, but go give it a try. If you get at least halfway through, I applaud you. What's funny about it, though, is Phil was the only one to actually attack us. I mean, I personally, if they had told us to suck a pack of dicks, I'd have been throwing fucking balls and wieners at them like crazy in this run out. But I mean, we did, you know, we did strike first blood, and then I was expecting a lot more out of him.
I don't know. I'm telling you, Phil's claws came out. He really raked us over the coals, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep, he showed us. It's I like, loved his know, intro, when, though, when that yeah. was great. But I mean, we one-upped him. We got Russell Brand on our show to tell us, you know, who the real supreme podcast is on TMT.
I know, and I definitely trust his personal opinion.
Well, Russell Brand, I mean, isn't he going for Prime Minister of England next year?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, he should. He's a fucking genius.
Absolutely.
I know British people love him.
he's such a fantastic comedian.
Fuck, is he funny? Did you guys see any movies this weekend?
I didn't personally get to see anything, actually. I was pretty busy, but I think next week will be the movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're all going to see Inception.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to try and see several.
Despicable Me with the Steve Carell animated. Actually, Russell Brand's in that, too. I'm surprised he didn't try and pimp his show out while he was here.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, he's a nice guy like that. He's cool like that. Despicable Me did $60 million opening weekend. It actually did $65 worldwide, so that's huge for, you know, an unproven property, basically.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, to follow, you know, a summer where we just had Toy Story 3 and Shrek 4, for them to do $65 million, that's great on their part.
I'm actually interested, too, just because of the fact of this is, I don't know if it's the first one. I shouldn't say that because I totally don't know. And, this isn't a Pixar or a DreamWorks or any other animation house that I've been familiar with.
No, it's their first production.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
That's a really good sign for them.
Yeah, it is. That's great for them to open up that huge on their first production.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It looks good. Like, the quality of the animation looks good, too.
Good for them and good for Russell Brand. Twilight came back with somewhat of a vengeance this week. They had another $33 million beating out Predators, which only did $25 million.
I'm not surprised by that. I kind of expected.
I didn't expect a lot from Predators.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's not that I don't expect it to be a decent film. I've heard good and bad things, so I would like to see it. But I didn't expect it's a property that's been kind of stagnant.
It's been run into the ground, is what it's been done. And I got this, where it's Adrian Brody stepping in for Schwarzenegger, which almost seems sacrilegious to me. And then there's, you know, Scott coming back to the Alien franchise. It just seems seems like a much smarter move on the studio's part, anyway.
Yeah. Plus, it does make sense. It's like, why would you combine two franchises when you can make more money off of them separately?
Yeah, and do a shitty job at combining them at that. I saw Grown Ups, and I wish I hadn't. I mean, that's kind of where I've lost faith in American moviegoers, because you guys, you let Funny People flop, which was actually good. And, well, it was a lot better than I got credit for, anyway. And Grown Ups does $116 million. What the fuck? Like, I don't even really need to say anything more than that. It was fucking stupid. It's almost 2 hours long, and I kind of half-assed laughed halfway through once, and then kind of at the end, and that was it. It was fucking bad.
I simply don't want to see it just because I just don't want to... I mean, you've got good comedians in this film, and I just don't want to be... I don't want to feel sorry for them. I feel like I
have to, though. Because it's like Adam Sandler and all his buddies on vacation using a bunch of recycled jokes, but they have to keep it G-rated.
Yeah.
If this movie could have been, and it was not even remotely possible, if it could have been like R-rated, it would have been fucking hilarious with all those guys in there.
Oh, absolutely. I saw, what was the Sandler film, the You Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Yeah.
And yeah, the movie was bad, but the only saving grace I felt was the fact that Adam Sandler seemed to be returning to that goofy slapstick comedy.
You know what I actually liked was Chuck and Larry.
I haven't actually seen
that. And I pronounce you Chuck and Larry. That's fucking hilarious. Check it out, man. There's one part where the director actually has a cameo. That actually happens in a lot of Sandler's movies, for people that don't know. The director usually has a quirky cameo, and you don't even realize it's him. But he's a cab driver, and he thinks that they're gay, and they're in the back seat, and he calls them queers under his breath. So fucking Adam Sandler gets him in a headlock, and Kevin James is slapping him in the face.
Yeah.
Is he going to Brooklyn beatdown? It's fucking awesome. Check it out. But Grown Ups, complete garbage. Skip it. Don't even bother. It's fucking crap.
There was just no planning whatsoever of me going to see that film.
Don't bother. It's a piece of garbage. Our reader, listener, feedback, whatever. Alvin81 continues to be an asshole. There's just no letting up on. And Sly, he reigns supreme as the world champion asshole commenter. I'm thinking about getting a belt done up for him.
Yeah.
At the very least, I think you should draw one for him, Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, we'll put it up next week. I think he's earned it.
Most definitely.
Well, he thinks you ripped Movie Moan's new logo from X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had no... no thought process in terms of X-Men when I was doing that.
I think you were just subconsciously thinking that Crashing Hollywood's logo had to be a lot cooler.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Enough said. Fuck them.
It's more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, they're the clean ones.
Well, I mean, they say fuck and stuff. I mean, what's that? Fuck. That doesn't even put a fucking flame to us. Fuck is like G-rated and compared to what we bring.
Yeah, I can only imagine. These things are only going to get dirtier.
Yeah, we bring a pretty raunchy show to the table. I love it.
We all talk too much like sailors, so.
Except for Matt, he just shits while we're on the podcast.
Yeah, I gotta get it out. I wrapped one up in a nice little box and I'll send it to Phil next week.
Fantastic.
They were actually talking about that on their podcast, too. They were talking about, I think Phil actually said, and it's kind of funny because I don't think Matt even listened to their podcast. That's how much he cared.
Yeah.
He said something about getting a bag of dog shit on his doorstep, and then Matt brings that up. That's fucking awesome.
That's great.
That is great. I fucking love it. You guys heard our podcast last week, right?
Yeah.
How we went out with the man asses at the end there? We had like 16 comments until someone finally caught it, and they were like, whoa, what's going on with these man asses at the end? And someone else is like, yeah, I caught that too. I think that's their thing.
Comes with the territory.
I know you guys are scared to say man asses now. I know that much.
I don't have a problem calling someone or saying something about that.
About what?
Man ass.
Man ass. There you go. That's going in there.
Whole lots of man ass.
You fucking love man ass. You're all about it. It almost sounds like you're saying mayonnaise with a southern accent. Almost like we're from Louisiana. I think we know someone from Louisiana, but he doesn't even have an accent from there. I mean, are our jokes too subtle?
I don't know.
I don't want to name names, because, I mean, We're basically fighting a 3-on-1 fight here.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. And fuck them anyways. No. All seriousness, go listen to MovieMon. Check out the competition.
Yes. It's strong, but they can't all be professionals like us.
MovieMon can go kiss my man-sized ass.
That's great. That's how we roll.
Yeah. Throw it out there. No, pull out all the stops here.
That's why I think that's why Jamie and Lou didn't want any piece of this.
Yeah, I just basically decimated it all at once.
You pretty well did, because I mean, Jamie pretty much opted out of the fight right away, and then Lou just laughed his way through it, and Phil gave his best Russell Brand impression. Actually, one of them wasn't even there this week. Did he get fired?
I have no idea.
Maybe there's a Wonder Years reunion show.
Golden Girls was on. Can you guys see the picture of Betty White with the machine gun?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, they could have her fire.
Seeing her fire an actual handgun, they're going to be like watching Phil fire an actual handgun.
Phil's not as strong as Betty White.
No. Come on now, man. Somebody said something about being hot and bothered in one of the comments on something. I think that was Matt.
Hot and bothered about what?
I don't know. I was pretty grossed out.
Was Matt or another?
You, man? Yeah.
I said hot and bothered.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Unless it was a different Matt, but I never know. I mean, you're the guy who shits on podcasts, so I don't know. I can never tell with you. Well, I guess that's it for this week on the Supreme fucking podcast for TMT. If you want to, I suppose you could go listen to MovieMon as well. I mean, they do think they got something good going on over there, so it's probably worth checking out. Otherwise, just wait until next week and check back with Crushing Hollywood again when we take shots at them. And hopefully we'll have Russell Brand back to finish that interview up.
Yeah, we want to make sure that his cell doesn't cut out next time.
Mm. Oh, cell phones. Don't buy
cell phones. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Oh, well, before we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want to ask everyone except for Alvin and Sly on our listener feedback. Do you feel like the Star Wars main theme or the John Williams Superman main theme is more iconic and more like recognizable to the general public? Which one would you say is the top dog for theme songs?
Actually, I think I saw another thing on Matt's Facebook. We're just picking it apart. You said Darth Vader would lose in a fight to the guy from Harry Potter?
Voldemort.
Fuck that.
Voldemort would destroy him. Voldemort would destroy Darth Vader.
I don't see it. Fuck it.
Lord Voldemort is the most evil wizard
of all time. That's like pitting MovieMon against us.
Yeah, we're Lord Voldemort.
No, we're Darth Vader. Obviously, we don't want to be fucking Voldemort. Come on now.
Yeah, but see, Darth Vader is a pussy because he became good again. Lord Vader
is good again.
Huh?
I'm just laughing. That's awesome because he went to the good side again.
Yeah, it's, you know, Voldemort still wants to kill everybody. He's never good.
If we're Darth Vader, then Phil is definitely C-3PO.
Another madman, I'm stuck.